Floodwaters devastate Bolivia, ministries respond. A fire damages a training center in Sudan, and despite anti-conversion laws in Orissa, Bible distribution plans move forward. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Heavy rains in Bolivia have caused severe flooding. 35 people have been killed and 600,000 acres are covered in water. It could take up to 3 months to recede. The displaced are being crowded into schools in the city of Trinidad. It's estimated that 300,000 head of cattle will be drowned. Dennis Johnson of World Gospel Mission is in Santa Cruz where the heaviest flooding is located. He says,
that area of Bolivia, that's what they subsist on, is cattle. So it's just going to be devastating, even once they can go back to their communities and to their homes, to basically have lost everything they have.
WGM is providing food and living supplies. Johnson says doors for evangelism are opening.
Our pastors are becoming key, those that are located in these areas, as they are working directly with now hundreds and hundreds of people that normally they would not have had contact with. And it's a tremendous opportunity to share the gospel.
Meanwhile, humanitarian aid has started arriving in Bolivia, which in recent weeks has seen its most devastating floods in 25 years, displacing more than 350,000 people. New Tribes Mission's Nita Zelenak says while their team hasn't felt a direct impact, they will feel it indirectly.
Their primary concern at this point is for the people that they work among. The tribal groups that they minister to are going to be very much affected by this flood. It's affected their gardens, washed out their bananas, and so in the future there's going to be times of real hunger unless something can be done to help them.
Zelenak says their teams are primarily working with Bible translation and church planting among three tribes, the Eseha, Yuda, and Yuki. Teams are working out their emergency response.
Particularly among the Eseha, which is one of the tribal groups, they are already suffering hunger problems because of last year's flood, and now this year's flood is even worse. So our missionaries are looking at how we can best help them.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Open Doors Multipurpose Evangelism Training Center in southern Sudan experienced a devastating fire 2 weeks ago. Most of the dormitories were lost, as well as the kitchen and washing facilities. The classrooms at the Emmanuel Christian Training Center were spared and now house an estimated 160 students. While classes were disrupted, classes resumed February 26th. Open Doors is still assessing the damage. Pray for the teachers and staff as they recover from the fire. Next, in spite of Orissa State's 1999 anti-conversion law, there are still evangelistic projects going on in this hostile part of India. World Bible Translation Center's Gary Bishop says they're excited about their newest undertaking.
We're going to have the first mass distribution of Bibles this year in 2007. This is going to be kind of a historic thing because we're going to do 30,000 Aria Bibles in the Orissa State.
Bishop says there's a high population of poor people who are not well educated. That's the perfect place for them to bring in easy-to-read Bibles. Bishop says it's a difficult challenge and they're asking for help.
We first of all need to have people praying for our team there. We have 400 volunteers that have agreed to help distribute these texts through 30 districts, so we need to pray for their safety, for them to have courage in the face of certain opposition.
And Christians heading to India on tourist visas may face more scrutiny, especially in Andhra Pradesh. Reports indicate police have closed prayer meetings in five areas, claiming foreigners were leading prayer meetings and disturbing communal harmony. Police say foreign Christians are entering India on tourist visas to preach and evangelize. Officials say visitors should restrict themselves to the purpose of their visa. Christians say restricting religious freedom would violate India's constitution. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible's making available Woodrow Kroll's book, Little People, Big God, stories of little superstars in the Bible that had a big impact on their world. It could teach you how to impact your world. Reserve your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's Little People, Big God at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.